Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says India is being seen as a peacemaker in the world today. CBI submits preliminary report in Calcutta High Court on Sandesh Khali land grabbing and sexual harassment cases of West Bengal. US Federal Reserve keeps key interest rate unchanged at 5.25 to 5.5% for sixth straight time. New Delhi says India is committed to a two-state solution for Palestine and Israel. Indian boxers Aryan Harshvardhan Singh, Priyanshu and Sahil march into the semi-finals of Asian Under-22 and Youth Boxing Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the country has witnessed massive transformation in the last 10 years under the NDA regime. Addressing an election rally at Anand in Gujarat today, Mr. Modi said India has emerged as a pivotal player in global affairs and the world is looking at India as a mediator in international conflicts. He also talked about the significant shift in the country's global image during the past decade. He said the BJP government has lifted 30 crore people out of poverty and ensured the construction of toilets in 100% of rural households and tapped water connections in 75% of the rural houses.
10 saal mein bhajpa sarkar ne is desh mein shat pratishat toilet bana diye. 10 saal mein hi bhajpa sarkar ne nal se jal pahunchne wale gharon ki sankhya aaj 14 crore ghar ho gayi hai.
The Prime Minister attacked the Congress for exploiting the poor for political gains and doing injustice to the OBC community. Mr. Modi also assured that his government will prohibit the attempts to give reservations based on religion in the country. Speaking at another rally in the election in Surendranagar, Mr. Modi appealed people of Gujarat to vote in large numbers on the day of the election in favour of the BJP candidates and break all the previous records of voting percentage. Slamming Congress of various scams and corruption, Mr. Modi said there has not been a single scam in the country over the last 10 years. He said poor people in the country have lost faith in the Congress. Mr. Modi, who has been campaigning in the state since yesterday, is also scheduled to address rallies in Junagadh and Jamnagar later today. Meanwhile, Congress leader and Rajasthan's former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot addressed a press conference in Ahmedabad and assured that the Congress manifesto guarantees justice to every section of the society. Mr. Gehlot expressed concerns over the security of democracy in the country and criticized the BJP for misleading people and neglecting major issues like inflation and unemployment. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are holding roadshows and rallies today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of State, Yogi Adityanath, is holding a mega roadshow in Mainpuri constituency. Many bulldozers are also a part of the roadshow. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will also address a rally here. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will campaign in Bareilly, Badayun and Sitapur districts for the party candidates. Later in the evening, he will head a party organizational meeting in Lucknow. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rallies in Badayun and Avla Lok Sabha constituencies today. Rashtriya Lok Dal Chief Jayant Chaudhary will address a political gathering in Sadabad area of Hathras Lok Sabha constituency. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party has released another list of party candidates from 6 Lok Sabha constituencies and 1 assembly constituency where by-election will be held in the 5th phase. Party has changed its candidates from Azamgarh and Dumaria Ganj constituencies. Now, Masood Ahmed will contest from Azamgarh constituency instead of Mrs. Sabiha Ansari. In Bihar, campaigning is underway in full swing for the third and fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance are addressing public meetings and rallies in support of their candidates. BJP President JP Nadda addressed a public meeting in Araria in Simanchal, Bihar. Mr. Nadda said strong leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi had given strength to the country to fight COVID pandemic. He said whether it was a lockdown or vaccination, appropriate decision of the Prime Minister saved life of 140 crore people. Mr. Nadda said during the time of crisis, Congress and RJD tried to mislead the people about the vaccination. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is also holding public meetings in Saran and Supaul Lok Sabha constituencies. Grand Alliance RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is holding election rallies in Samastipur, Saharsa and Araria today. Many star campaigners have hit the campaign trail today in Karnataka. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in Shivamoga. Rahul Gandhi is slated to address another public rally in Raichur in the evening. From BJP, a long list of campaigners are camping in the 14 constituencies going to the polls on the 7th of May. Senior Shiv Sena leader and Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Eknath Shinde, is campaigning in Belgavi, Uttar Kannada and Dharwar today. Tamil Nadu BJP President Annamalai is campaigning in Bagalkot and Bijapur. Union Ministers Shobha Karandalaje and A. Narayan Swamy are among those campaigning for the BJP candidates in Karnataka today. Elections become more effective when more individuals participate. To ensure this, the Election Commission has been working tirelessly over the years. The Commission made special efforts to reach out to the particularly vulnerable tribal groups, a section of Scheduled Tribe that is more vulnerable than regular Scheduled Tribe. The Commission has tried to mainstream them in the democratic exercise. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Over the past 2 years, the Election Commission has made successful efforts at including particularly vulnerable tribal groups or PVTGs into the electoral process. A comprehensive and target-oriented list of Commission's efforts, including special enrollment drives and outreach camps tailored to PVTG's specific needs, have resulted in 100% registration of eligible voters in Karnataka and Odisha. In states such as Kerala and Tamil Nadu, special campaigns and voter education initiatives were conducted to ensure PVTG inclusion, with voters exhibiting great dedication as they walked hours to reach an accessible forest area where vehicles were provided to reach polling booths. Bihar and Jharkhand witnessed comprehensive campaigns to enhance PVTG participation with innovative approaches. In Chhattisgarh, efforts were made to establish eco-friendly polling stations and ensure 100% epic card distribution. These efforts have resulted in successful enrollment and participation of PVTGs in the electoral process, with the first two phases of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections witnessing enthusiastic participation from tribal communities across various states and union territories. In a historic moment, the Shompen tribe of Greater Nicobar exercised their voting rights for the first time in a general election. There are many such stories that show how the Election Commission's efforts not only ensure successful elections, but also strengthen Indian democracy. Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In our series of covering key constituencies in Lok Sabha elections, today we have a report on Malda Uttar parliamentary seat in West Bengal. Two phases of the general elections have ended in the state. Malda Uttar is among the four constituencies that will go to polls in the third phase. More from our correspondent.
Malda Uttar parliamentary constituency had come into existence from 2009 Lok Sabha election. Before that, there was only one constituency, Malda. ABA Ganikan Chowdhury, famously known as Barkat, was last elected from Malda constituency in 2004 Lok Sabha election from Congress's ticket. From 2009 Lok Sabha election, there came into existence Malda Uttar and Malda Dakshin constituencies. Malda Uttar constituency consists of seven assembly segments. They are Habibpur, Malda, Gajol, Ratua, Chachal, Malatepur and Harishchandrapur. Malda Uttar will go to poll on 7 May May under the third phase of election. The sitting MP from Malda Uttar is Bharatiya Janata Party BJP Sri Khagen Murmu, who defeated All India Trinamool Congress's Mausam Noor by a margin of 5% in 2019 Lok Sabha election. Earlier, Mausam Noor had won the seat in 2009 and 2014 from Congress's ticket. BJP has fielded Khagen Murmu again in Malda Uttar seat, while All India Trinamool Congress has fielded former IPS officer Prasun Banerjee. Prasun Banerjee has resigned from his job as IG of Raiganj Range. Congress has fielded Alam Mustaq. 5 independent candidates are there in Malda Uttar seat. Total 15 candidates are contesting here. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the Midday News. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today submitted a preliminary status report to Calcutta High Court on its investigation into the cases of illegal land grabbing, extortion and harassment of women in Sandesh Kali, West Bengal. The report was submitted to the division bench of the Calcutta High Court's Chief Justice T.S. Sivagyanam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya. While submitting the report, the CBI counsel also complained of non-cooperation from the state government in providing the central agency officials with the land records at Sandesh Kali. The U.S. Federal Reserve has kept the key interest rate unchanged at 5.25 to 5.5% for the sixth straight time, in line with market estimates. After a two-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting, the U.S. Apex Bank last night decided unanimously to keep the benchmark lending rate unchanged, citing a lack of further progress towards its 2% inflation target. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ruchira Kamboj, has said India is committed to a two-state solution for Palestinians and Israel. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, she said India supports a two-state solution where the Palestinian people are able to live freely in an independent country within secure borders.
Only a two-state solution achieved through direct and meaningful negotiations between both sides on final status issues will deliver an enduring peace. India is committed to supporting a two-state solution where the Palestinian people are able to live freely in an independent country within secure borders with due regard to the security needs of Israel.
On to sports. At the Asian Under-22 and Youth Boxing Championships 2024, Indian boxers Aryan, Yashwardhan Singh, Priyanshu and Sahil entered into the semifinals in Astana, Kazakhstan. Aryan in the 51kg category gave India a perfect start with a 5-0 win against Uzbekistan's Zhuarev Shakarboy. Indian chess prodigy Vaishali Ramesh Babu, who has been awarded the title of Grandmaster by FIDE, the International Chess Federation, said India is booming as far as the chess landscape is considered. She also expressed confidence that India will perform well at the upcoming World Championship. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, she lauded the contribution of chess legend Vishwanathan Anand in taking Indian chess to new heights.
We have Gopi fighting for the spot. I mean, yeah, he played in kinetics very well, controlled his nerves. I mean, it's great if he manages to win the World Championship festival. Thanks to Anand sir, I'm also part of Best Brigances Academy, which started in the 2020. I've been being trained by many trainers in the academy for the past 4 years. And also Anand sir's mentorship has been great. It's been helping my game, really. In those trainings, we get to train with top trainers.
And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says India is being seen as a peacemaker in the world today. CBI submits preliminary report in Calcutta High Court on Sandesh Kali land grabbing and sexual harassment cases of West Bengal. U.S. Federal Reserve keeps key interest rate unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5% for sixth straight time. New Delhi says India is committed to a two-state solution for Palestine and Israel. Indian boxers Aryan, Yashwardhan Singh, Priyanshu and Sahil march into semifinals of Asian Under-22 and Youth Boxing Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan. And with that, we end the midday news.